Archbishop Desmond Tutu and British law professor Christine Chinkin were appointed by the UN Human Rights Council to probe the civilian killings in Beit Hanun and to recommend ways to protect Palestinians against further Israeli assaults. The team was to have presented its findings to the council this Friday. Archbishop Tutu says he and his colleague waited until the last minute to get the go-ahead from Israel. He says they had hoped to leave yesterday on Sunday, although that would have given them only 5 days in which to carry out their investigation. He says they thought it would have been doable, but he says the necessary visas did not come through in time.
We would not be able to leave because the security personnel have to go ahead of us, and the earliest we would probably be able to leave is on Wednesday, which would have left effectively only about 2 days in which to carry out our mission, and we believe that that was quite unacceptably short.
The Israeli ambassador to the UN in Geneva, Yitzhak Levinon, says no final decision has been made on granting the team a visa. In a statement, he says Israel has no problem with the persons involved in the mission, but rather with the council itself. He says the mission to Beit Hanun was biased and that its sole purpose is to criticize Israel. British attorney Christine Chinkin indicates that she and Archbishop Tutu thought it was very important that their investigation be seen as fair. For that reason, she says they had rejected a suggestion that they enter Gaza via Egypt. This, she says, would have precluded a visit to Israel.
We did make a very definite decision that that would be one-sided. It would not give us the full picture. It would also, in a way, look as though we were sort of going in the back door, whereas what we wanted to do was to have as rounded and as full a mission as possible.
Desmond Tutu says both he and his colleague had agreed to the mission in good faith, and they are frustrated that it will not go ahead. He says they both believe their visit and report could have contributed to the possibility of peace in the Middle East.
It is for all these reasons and more that we find the lack of cooperation by the Israeli government very distressing, as well as its failure to allow the mission timely passage to Israel.
The two human rights experts do not rule out a visit some other time, but they say it is up to the UN Human Rights Council to decide what to do next. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
望网易语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。